It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
How many stop, pause, and consider the Orwellian world that we now find ourselves in? War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. Blind nationalism is nothing more than a power hunger, tempered by self-deception. If you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stomping on a human face forever. These are the words of George Orwell. Finally, war is a way of shattering to pieces materials which might otherwise be used to make the masses too comfortable and too intelligent. George Orwell has seemed to have an incredible grasp of what was coming for all of us. What incredibly complex, extremely energy-dependent, and environmentally decimating militaristic societies the human race has constructed. The current paradigm was never sustainable. This fact will become ever more apparent and inarguable in the very near term. Who can say how much time we have left on the current course? If frontline data is to be used as a basis for a sound conclusion, we will all very soon face immense challenges that are as of yet unimaginable to most. We, all of us, must collectively focus on halting the destruction of the biosphere. We must stop the ongoing destruction to Earth's remaining life support systems. With climate engineering being at the top of the list of destructive human activities, and that is saying a lot, as the list of environmentally destructive human activities is incomprehensibly long. Pause and consider this headline report from 2 days ago, from multiple sources. Here's the headline. The doomsday clock says it's almost the end of the world as we know it. From this report, again, from 2 days ago. If you have anything left on your bucket list, do it now, because the world is close to annihilation. That's according to the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, which gave its annual presentation of the doomsday clock on Thursday. A group of scientists and scholars, including 15 Nobel laureates, set the clock at 11:58 p.m., 2 minutes before the symbolic apocalyptic midnight. That is the current conclusion of the world's top scientists. Let that sink in. How easily those in power have so far been able to divide and distract populations with the ever more convincing political circus and overall theater of the absurd. And for the whole of world governments, from official agencies and the halls of academia, there is still no acknowledgement whatsoever about the single most environmentally destructive factor of all, the global climate engineering weather warfare assault, which is, mathematically speaking, the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm. I will cover the latest and most dire frontline breaking news headlines on this broadcast. Reports on scenarios that pose the most immediate threat to each and every one of us and to the entire web of life. Yes, this is the type of news that most don't want to hear. I understand that. This is the type of news that our society as a whole is well trained to run from, to ignore. Stop and consider that this is exactly why and how we now find ourselves in this unimaginably dark corner. Perhaps the last days of the human race. If there is any chance whatsoever of completely changing course, any chance whatsoever of salvaging any part of Earth's life support systems, those systems that yet remain, we, all of us, have an obligation to try. Stay with me through this broadcast. Summon the courage to fully face the most dire truths. Make your voice heard in this most critical battle to wake and mobilize the masses. And to those who are already awake, aware, and doing their best to sound the alarm, my deepest and most sincere gratitude to you, and your efforts are absolutely not in vain. Every single individual that our collective efforts help to awaken matters, a fact that we must never forget, we must never lose sight of. After these broadcast announcements, I'll cover breaking headlines that the corporate media weapon of mass distraction is doing its best to hide from populations. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 181 for January 26th, 2019. This commercial-free news program is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, and now rebroadcast Sunday mornings also from 6 to 7. Global Alert News is rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network at Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're aware of any radio stations that may be willing to pick up the commercial-free Global Alert News Hour, please check with them. If they accept, let us know. We'll gladly provide the downloads of our broadcast to other stations for free. Our only goal is to sound the alarm. This announcement, as always, if you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. The Jim Fair Group, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, very, very valued ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. No event this weekend, but next weekend. The Jim Fair event in Roseville, California. There'll be a geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth with free informational materials. This event will be held at the grounds. That's the name of the location. If you're attending the Jim Fair event to get geoengineeringwatch.org materials to help us sound the alarm, tell them at the ticket booth they will let you in for free. Middle of February, next Jim Fair event, Santa Barbara, California, February 15th through February 17th at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. If you're near these events, show up, get materials, help us to raise awareness while it still matters. Moving on, much to cover, not ever enough time on this program because things are unfolding so blindingly fast and so few yet aware of that fact. Question, how's that booming economy doing that we're constantly told will only get better? Here's a few quick headlines to ponder. Quote, doom loop of debt threatens to drag down Australian dollar. Another headline, the case for a 50% market correction. The market is running out of gimmicks to, quote, goose earnings growth. Market is a Ponzi scheme. Anybody who doesn't see that yet needs to look a lot closer. The market is simply smoke and mirrors designed to pacify the population till the last possible moment. That's what the stock market is about. As the biosphere collapses, the market will follow. Another headline, Verizon cuts 7% of jobs in media unit. Another headline, Santander plans to axe a fifth of its UK branch network. Another headline, Apple just dismissed more than 200 employees. Another headline, countries are beginning to stockpile gold. That's never a sign of confidence, is it? Another headline, complacency is back and comes in the form of recession denial in the face of global slowing data. Now, let's consider this new headline report from Reuters.com and others. This is the most important economic indicator. Here's the headline. Global shipping rates slump in latest sign of economic slowdown. This is from Reuters in Singapore. Freight rates for the dry bulk and container ship carriers of most of the world's raw materials and finished goods have plunged over the last 6 months, in the latest sign of the global economic slowdown, the Baltic Dry Index. Remember that term, Baltic Dry Index. Measure of ship transport costs for materials like iron ore and coal has fallen by 47% since late last year. The Baltic Dry Index is the most unspun indicator of what direction global economies are actually going. Here's the unspun conclusion. Industrialized, militarized societies are circling the drain. Biosphere implosion will equate to a collapse of civilization, and likely much worse. Is this the course that we all want to remain on? Is it? The vast majority would resoundingly say no. Yet so far, so few are willing to face the storm and help to alter our current course. That must change. Again, to those that are doing all they can for the greater good, to those that are doing their best to make a difference, thank you. More than I can say, thank you. And know again that your efforts matter in so many ways, many which can't be fully seen or understood yet. Every single person that our collective efforts helps to awaken matters. As I stated earlier in this broadcast, that is something we must never forget. Moving on, from the Atlantic.com and other sources, this new report, a mixed message of hope and dismay. The unprecedented surge in fear about climate change, from that report. More Americans than ever are worried about climate change, but they're not willing to pay much to stop it. That's what I just got done talking about, isn't it? From this report again, a surging number of Americans understand that climate change is happening and believe that it could harm their family and the country, according to a new poll from Yale and George Mason University. The report continues, but at the same time, Americans are not any more willing to pay money to fight climate change than they were 3 years ago, says another new poll conducted by the Associated Press and the University of Chicago. Again, as I stated, this report of half-truth. No mention of the climate engineering elephant in the sky and the decimation it is inflicting on all of the planet's life support systems. No mention. But as the report states, this is the mindset of so many in first world nations, to care only to the point that caring may cost some of their prized bank accounts. Question, will a bank account save anyone from a dead planet? Does such a question even need to be answered? With this in mind, here's a new headline report from Bloomberg and other sources. Corporate America is getting ready to monetize climate change. From that report, Bank of America worries flooded homeowners will default on their mortgages. The Walt Disney Company is concerned its theme parks will get too hot for vacationers, while AT&T fears hurricanes and wildfires may knock out its cell towers. The Coca-Cola Company wonders if there will still be enough water to make Coke. As the Trump administration rolls back rules meant to curb global warming, new disclosures show that the country's largest companies are already bracing for its effects. The document reveals how widely climate change is expected to cascade through the economy, disrupting supply chains, disabling operations, and driving away customers. But also, as all such articles end, but also offering new ways to make money. What an absurd time we live in, when the planet is literally imploding around us, and that is always the bottom line, especially with any of these types of reports from corporate media. Always, no matter how dire the report they give, they end with some sort of caveat like this, that everything will be fine and we can all make more money somehow, magically, and as if that money will matter again on a dying planet, like the weather trading derivatives that are run by the same corporations that are engineering the climate. Ultimately, a gambling casino on climate decimation, disaster capitalists like, as an example I've given before, like pirates on the deck of a sinking ship, filling their pockets with money, with gold, with whatever they can stuff in their pockets, none of which will matter as they submerge and drown. I found the following quote on a website that focuses on anthropogenic global warming. There's deep-rooted hypocrisy in the following statement. Here's the statement. Once climate change becomes impossible for the majority to deny, how should we treat those dedicated to spreading disinformation? Follow me through with this. Question. Should those that have intentionally spread disinformation and confusion about the state of our climate and our imploding biosphere be accountable? Absolutely. Of course they should. But here's a second question. Should the so-called experts from academia who have relentlessly denied the climate engineering reality be held equally accountable as the global warming deniers? The answer again, a resounding yes. Absolutely yes. There is no difference between the two camps of willful blindness and intentional self-serving denial, criminal denial of the climate engineering assault. Then there's the paid actors who are tasked with hiding the tracks of the climate engineers. Though we're all familiar with the term flash flooding and the scenario the term signifies, how many have heard the newly coined and now increasingly referenced terms like flash freeze and flash drought? Then there's the dozen and a half new cloud types that have been named in recent years, and we're told to believe that these formerly non-existent cloud types, which are actually a result of geoengineering operations, have always been there and are completely natural. That's what we're told. We just never noticed all these different clouds before through centuries of existence. We're all swimming in a rapidly rising sea of deception, again, an Orwellian world of the insane, an insane asylum. that we all have to wake up into day after day, especially those that are awake. And I hear from many who are awake and cannot comprehend, understandably so, they cannot comprehend how so many in their circles can be so willfully blind and so completely in denial. That is truly a struggle to face for those that have actually chosen to open their eyes and look at facts and get past their former bias, preconception, and ideology to try to grapple with the fact that family and friends and others who do not want to wake up, who want to continue living in the false paradigm that somehow this whole scenario will magically keep going with the planet imploding around us. That's absolutely not going to happen. It's a struggle to press on and to continue sounding the alarm with people who show resistance and don't want to hear the truth, but I encourage everyone who's trying, continue trying, and know that the seeds you are sowing will soon be forced to sprout, like it or not. Let's press on. From the UK Guardian and many other sources, this new report that is nothing short of a criminal climate engineering cover-up. Here's the headline. WeatherWatch: climate change cooks up ideal conditions for snow. Follow me through with this. Excerpt from the report. Look at all that snow in the Alps. Has global warming taken a break? Question mark? Alas, no. It turns out that the recent record-breaking dumps of snow across much of southern Germany, Switzerland, and Austria are more likely a consequence of global warming. Why? Question mark. Balmy temperatures in the North Sea and Baltic Sea are cooking up the ideal conditions to create snow. Final statement from this report. Record-breaking dumps of snow across Europe most likely have a worrying cause, again, global warming. Now, let's stop there. First, the process that is unfolding on our planet is far more dire and immediate than what the, quote, global warming term implies. What we face is most correctly categorized as an abrupt climate collapse. Next, the science community is propagating total deception with the narrative that there should be more snow on a planet that is in total meltdown. This narrative is false. The only regions where such a narrative can apply is the polar regions, where it's still cold enough for the increased evaporation, which is being thwarted by climate engineering. That's why we have the droughts all over the globe. But it can snow more in some regions where it historically hasn't, where it's been too cold to even snow, like the polar regions. One more example, the constantly sensationalized lake effect snow that the Weather Channel is currently trying to make the most out of in order to convince people that the world is so cold, cold, cold. You can see their narratives. It's so obvious, the narratives on some of these channels. They repeat the same words. All their actors repeat the same words. It's so obvious they're following a script and certain narratives. Why is there more lake effect snow? Because the Great Lakes are nearly ice-free, which is not historically normal at all. We need to look at all the factors. If you want to have a clear picture of the horizon, you need to take into account all the factors. Look through the smoke and mirrors. Look at the underlying data. Moving on to more headlines of deception and climate engineering cover-up from ScienceDaily.com and numerous other sources, this new report headline, which in reality is not new news and is also a criminal deception in countless ways. Here's the headline. We need to rethink everything we know about global warming. Many would agree with that statement, but not understanding in this particular context what it means. New calculations show scientists have grossly underestimated the effects of air pollution. Follow me through with this. The source of this report, by the way, is the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Here's a summary statement from the report. New research shows that the degree to which aerosols cool the earth, aerosols being microscopic particles that are suspended in the atmosphere, exactly what the climate engineers are dispersing, by the way, has been grossly underestimated, the cooling effect, necessitating a recalculation of climate change models to more accurately predict the pace of global warming. Report continues, the fact that our planet is getting warmer, even though aerosols are cooling it down at higher rates than previously thought, brings us to a catch-22 situation. Global efforts to improve air quality by developing cleaner fuels and burning less coal could end up harming our planet by reducing the number of aerosols in the atmosphere. There are others in academia pushing the exact same false narrative. That's a very covert way of saying we need to keep business as usual. That's a better path. Let's just keep burning fuels. The dirtier, the better. And thus, of course, No mention of the climate engineering solar radiation management operations, which are the intentional dispersion of these types of aerosols from jet aircraft. What are they not telling us in this report? Oh, by the way, the atmospheric saturation of aerosols is destroying the ozone layer, is disrupting the entire hydrological cycle, is fueling epic wildfires around the globe, is contaminating the entire planet, and indeed every single breath we take. I could go on and on and on. No mention of any of that here. Same mentality as the medical industrial complex that says here, oh, take this for this particular symptom, and oh, by the way, here's 50 other side effects that will likely kill you. That's the same mentality. And these so-called scientists from such universities are doing nothing more than covering the tracks of the climate engineers. Is there a temporary cooling effect from these aerosols under certain circumstances? Yes, absolutely. If they're blocking the sun during daytime highs, it can cool temporarily at the cost. This is important to understand and remember, at the cost of a far worse overall global warming. And what else is masking the stated true severity of the warming is when the engineered winter weather events are orchestrated, creating a cold, dense layer of air in the ground. I'll cover more of this later in this broadcast. Creating a cold, dense layer of air on the ground with chemical ice nucleating elements, and then temperature readings are taken from those artificially cold surface layers and plugged into the overall equation that further masks the true severity of warming on the planet, which data indicates at this point is likely 3.5 degrees C or higher. That's higher than any point in which humans have existed on the planet. We are there. We are in uncharted territory. Completely uncharted, and that will become ever more clear soon. Moving on, from the website futurism.com and other sources, yet another headline of half-truth and deception. Quote, extreme weather is preventing plants from processing carbon. Listen closely to this report and my commentary afterward. Plants need carbon dioxide, CO2, to survive. We all know that. That's a good thing for humans. Our activity produces almost 40 billion tons of the gas every year, but only about half of that actually reaches the atmosphere. The rest is processed by plants and stored in soil and absorbed by the oceans, which is a huge problem for the oceans, by the way, for those that don't understand ocean acidification. The report continues, that could change in the future, though. A new study out of Columbia University suggests that on the current rate of CO2 absorption, the current rate of CO2 absorption might not last. Could, may, might. Those words I so loathe in all these reports. Another statement from the report, should the land reach a maximum carbon uptake rate, global warming could accelerate with important consequences for people and the environment, said the researchers. What are they referring to? A feedback loop. It's a feedback loop, one of perhaps 50 that are already triggered. They're already triggered. And what are they not stating about the plants not absorbing CO2, as I just stated in the report from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem? What they're not stating is that soils and waters all over the globe have been irreparably poisoned with bioavailable toxic heavy metals, starting with aluminum, barium, strontium, that saturate soils, that change soil pH values, that kill soil microbes. And we know from peer-reviewed study that in the case of aluminum, when this bioavailable material impacts root systems, they stop nutrient uptake. The plants can't grow. And of course they can't uptake more CO2 if they're not growing. And none of that is plugged into this equation. The Earth's life support systems, its compensating mechanisms, are being completely derailed. And climate engineering is the single greatest causal factor. And all of these so-called experts, so-called scientists from so-called academia, are absolutely lying by omission, all of them. All of them should be held criminally accountable, because there's only two possibilities in the case of all these half-truth studies and reports. These so-called experts are either criminally negligent of the very fields of study in which they are credentialed experts, or we are told they are, or they are lying. There is only one of two possibilities. Consider which it is. Now let's pause to consider another major factor regarding the stunted growth of plants, grasses, and trees. Incredibly high UV radiation levels. Finally, some in academia are now admitting to the lethally high UV levels, off the chart UVB, and worse still, UVC radiation is now reaching the Earth's surface. This is the last band of UV radiation before X-ray, and we all know how harmful X-rays are. GeoengineeringWatch.org first published our UV radiation metering and research in May of 2014. Our site, by the way, went offline 8 times in the following 3 days. We had to completely redo our security to get our site to stay up after we posted that report. The title of this post that we put up in May of 2014 is Geoengineering is Destroying the Ozone Layer. If you want to find this article, I would suggest trying a search engine other than Google, as Google's censorship of geoengineeringwatch.org continues to escalate. I previously reported that Google has completely deleted geoengineeringwatch.org from a search of the geoengineering term. With our site traffic of over 32 million, we should be at the top of the first page, and indeed we were. Now we're gone completely from 20-plus pages. And now, if you search the article title that I just gave, such as Geoengineering is Destroying the Ozone Layer, that exact title name, our posting of the article is not shown on Google, at least not in the first 10 pages that geoengineeringwatch.org checked of the Google search. Other sites that posted our work under the same title can be found, but not the geoengineeringwatch.org post. Yet more total censorship from the tyrannical cowards at Google. They should look themselves in the mirror and consider that they are contributing to their own certain near-term demise by shielding this data from the public. Go to other websites again, or other search engines, Bing, DuckDuckGo, you'll find it. Geoengineering is Destroying the Ozone Layer. And read this and understand, we reported on this years ago, and now it's just being reported from other mainstream sources. Why? Because they can't hide it any longer. It's scorching trees, scorching foliage, and back to the previous report that plants are not processing carbon because their roots are being poisoned, a result of climate engineering. They're being fried from intense UV radiation, also a result of climate engineering. And let me clarify, I'm not saying that climate engineering is the only source of ozone destruction, but it is the single greatest source. Please understand those clarifications are important. Another new report from the New York Times is a parallel half-truth to the previous report on plants and CO2 absorption that I just covered. Here's the headline: as climate warms, plants will absorb less CO2, study finds. From the New York Times, in a study published Wednesday in the journal Nature, researchers found that under a warming climate, rather than absorbing more greenhouse gas emissions, plants and soil may start absorbing less, accelerating the rate of climate change, feeding a feedback loop. Again, no mention of climate engineering. Moving on, in regard to Earth's rapidly dying forests and exponentially increasing catastrophic wildfires, consider this new report from sfgate.com. PG&E wildfire plan could kill 100 million trees and cost more than Trump's border wall. From that report, a federal judge might order PG&E to remove any tree or branch that could touch its equipment and spark a dangerous fire, which the utility says would require 650,000 full-time employees. First, whatever the source of ignition for a wildfire, climate engineering operations are verifiably the primary causal factor that is creating the conditions for the unprecedented and epic fires. Next, if electrical utilities are the problem with these fires, why have wildfires increased over 1,000% in the most remote places in Siberia, which are the most remote remaining places on the planet? 1,000% increase in the last 10 years. There's no one there. They didn't burn before. They're burning now. It's certainly not PG&E operating in Siberia, is it? Much more to the equation. PG&E being scapegoated in a way that completely eclipses the fact that these conditions for the fires to burn this way are unprecedented. And we have time-lapse footage at geoengineeringwatch.org, which we will again post in other reports that we do in the future. We've posted it already in the past, of massive aerosol spraying directly over the smoke canopy of the campfire, the most costly fire in U.S. history, the most deadly. What are they spraying directly on top of those fires? What are they doing there? Why does nobody even ask that question from academia? Absolute Orwellian society we live in. So many, so willing to cower in the corner while the walls collapse around all of us. For more information, For more detailed information on the Geoengineering Wildfire Connection, go to the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org on the top toolbar and click the Engineering Wildfires section. Go through the entire section. Learn what you didn't want to know but need to know. Moving on to more headlines from the biosphere front. From LiveScience.com and numerous other sources, this new report from last week. The Greenland ice sheet is melting at an astonishing rate. From that report, last week a cauldron of concerning news articles made two things very clear. The ocean is warming and Antarctica's ice is melting. Now a new study shows how much global warming is pounding another area, Greenland. Greenland's ice sheet is not only melting, but it's melting faster than ever because the area has become more sensitive to natural climate fluctuations. Now, there's nothing, let's stop there, because there's nothing natural about what's happening on our planet, and we have statistical data to prove that. The current changes happening on our planet are happening at minimum, conservatively, 170 times faster than any previous paleo event. That means it's not natural. Statistical calculations have been done on the mathematical possibility of the current changes being, quote, natural. The mathematical odds are a virtual statistical zero. Again, we're back to the argument of saying, well, people die. It's natural. You put a gun to somebody's head and pull the trigger, they're going to die a lot faster, and that is not natural, and that's what we've done to the planet. Back to the report. To reiterate, what this report states is that Greenland is more sensitive to natural climate fluctuations, particularly an atmospheric cycle, a group of scientists reported today. A group of scientists. Firstly, I've reported on this before. It took about 3 dozen scientists several years to report, yes, Greenland's melting and the melted ice is flowing into the water, or the melted runoff. Does it take so many scientists so many years to determine that? And now they're calling this natural climate fluctuations. This is nothing more than paid disinformation. That's all it is. And back to the wildfires. Let's look at that cycle caused by climate engineering. I'll give you one small example. As that wildfire smoke enters the atmosphere, it not only helps destroy the ozone layer, disrupts the hydrological cycle and everything else that I've already covered, that soot settles down on the once white ice, makes it dark, and makes it melt much faster still. Again, another road that leads back to climate engineering. Nothing natural about any of this. Nothing natural about what the human race has done to the planet. Anybody who clings to that is simply in denial. It's denial. And I'm no Al Gore fan, or carbon credits, or any of the rest of the shams being pumped out by the so-called science community and the industries that back them. No fan. But the bottom line is, let's face facts. We have been absolutely horrific stewards of our planet. Horrific stewards. And anyone who says otherwise is not living in reality. Let's face reality. That's the only way we have any chance of changing it. And the reality we face on the current course is beyond bleak. Final statement from the report. The researchers found that the ice is vanishing 4 times faster than it was in 2003, which was many times faster than it was, by the way, before the start of the Industrial Revolution. Accelerating, out of control, runaway train at this point. Now, yet more confirmation on the fact that what is unfolding in our biosphere is far worse than previous worst-case predictions. Exactly what geoengineeringwatch.org has stated for a decade. Why is it being reported now? Because it can't be hidden any longer. Here's another report on the imploding ice in Greenland. This one from the New York Times. Greenland's melting ice nears a tipping point, scientists say. There's no near. We passed the tipping point decades ago. This is just simply a way to pacify populations because most, let's be honest, most feel if the brick isn't quite going to hit me in the head today, I'll just ignore it until tomorrow. And that's not a recipe for survival on this planet. From this report, Greenland's enormous ice sheet is melting at such an accelerated rate that it may have reached, quote, a tipping point. This is from the New York Times. And could, become a major factor in sea level rise around the world within 2 decades, scientists said in a study published on Monday. The science community is used for nothing but disinformation and pacifying the population at this point. And I know that these scientists know it's much worse and they're afraid to say so, but they need to find their courage. They need to band together and find their courage. Final statement from this report, another new analysis suggested that the oceans are warming far faster than earlier estimates. Warming oceans are currently the leading cause of sea level rise since water expands as it warms. That's called thermal expansion, by the way, but that's only a part of the equation. There's no could, may, might about any of this. And in 2 decades, on the current course, mathematically speaking, we will be gone. I know so many will walk away and roll their eyes when they hear that. That's a statistical fact. Let's go back to the wildlife calculation. This is a mathematical calculation on the current trajectory of wildlife die-off. We are at 0 hour, no wildlife left, 2026. No wildlife, no people. Very simple. No trees, no people. Dead ocean, no people. No ozone layer, no people. All of those things are happening at once. The gravity of what we face cannot be overstated. We must stand as one, face the truth, and try to change course, try to wake the masses, try to wake our military brothers and sisters so that they stop blindly following orders and participating in their own demise. We must reach a critical mass of awareness of what's unfolding in the population. That is the only way forward. As I cover some of the next headlines, remember and consider, mass methane release is occurring around the globe, most especially in the Arctic. This release is accelerating. This methane gas is building up in the atmosphere. It's covering the planet like a layer of glass. Climate engineering, in the attempt to hide what's unfolding, is actually further fueling this process for many, many reasons. I can't cover all of that here. But the bottom line is, it's happening. And this process, this path we are on, will lead us to a syndrome called Venus Syndrome. You can look this up, preferably not on Google, because you probably won't find it. But on another search engine, search geoengineeringwatch.org, Venus Syndrome. Learn more about that. We need to get off this path if we don't want our once thriving planet to be a lifeless ball of rock spinning in a very cold environment of space. That's what it's heading toward. More headlines from climatestate.com and other sources. This new report, multimeter sea level rise, Antarctic sea and ice melt acceleration. Again, lots of these headlines coming out because they can't be hidden anymore. A pair of new studies released on Monday share the same ominous message that our planet's ice is melting at an astounding rate, which is bad news for global sea levels. It certainly is if you live by the coast, and the power structure will do everything they can to confuse the population on that as long as they can. Another headline from RTTV and other sources. This headline report that is just one example of the ever more anomalous and unnatural weather that has now become the norm. Here's the headline. This is like hell. Rare winter thunderstorm hits Moscow. A thunderstorm in Moscow. Not thunder snow, which is now becoming common because of chemical ice nucleation. We have moisture pumping out of the Gulf of Mexico that's being whipped into a winter storm in the U.S. week after week after week. And thunderstorm is now accepted as normal, just like all the new named clouds that are now accepted as normal, just like our constantly obscured white or silvery white skies that are accepted as normal by everybody that's looking down at their smartphones and trying to figure out their next material acquisition. We're not going to survive that way. We're not. So we have an acknowledgement of this phenomenon in Moscow, thunderstorm in the middle of winter. Again, before moving on to more breaking headlines on the accelerating planetary meltdown, I want to stop for a moment because many would and will ask, what about the record cold temperatures in parts of the U.S.? Answer, the parade of theatrically named winter storms in the U.S. are a direct result of climate intervention operations and patented processes of chemical ice nucleation. Just 2 days ago, geoengineeringwatch.org posted a detailed report of the completely engineered winter weather over the U.S. The report is titled Geoengineered Winter 2019. Please, if you're truly committed to the fight to expose and halt climate engineering, examine this new report and all the additional links within the report. Remember, there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate without including the climate engineering factor. And further, there can be no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without first and foremost including the engineered winter scenarios that are being orchestrated by the geoengineers. Search the engineering winter section at the top toolbar of geoengineeringwatch.org. In the report we just posted, by the way, there is a previous year's record of departure from normal temperatures of the entire planet. Where is the only anomalously cool zone on the entire planet? The eastern half of the North American continent. Is that just a coincidence? No, it is not a coincidence. For those that live in that area, the eastern half of the lower 48, the most populated zone of the U.S., the zone which the power structure will most desperately try to confuse and bewilder as to the true state of planetary meltdown, that area of the eastern U.S., the eastern half, is 1/200th of the Earth's surface area. 0.5%. That is not a reflection of what's happening around the globe. So for those that live in that section, I've stated this over and over, if you think that what's happening outside your doorstep, that shallow layer of cold air created by chemical ice nucleation and the engineered winter scenarios, if you think that's a reflection of the entire planet, you are sadly mistaken. Please examine the data. The data maps that we have at geoengineeringwatch.org, examine what we just posted. Geoengineering Winter 2019. Moving on. What's happening on the other side of the world? Record-shattering heat. The U.S. Corporate Ministry of Propaganda does not want the U.S. public to hear about this. From abc.net.au, that's for Australia, this report of record-breaking heat. Here's the report. Extreme temperatures burn stone fruit from the inside out, causing severe losses. Just one example from the agriculture that's burning up in Australia. Fruit's burning up right on the trees. The report goes on to state, the fruit is not going rotten from hanging too long on the trees, but actually cooking from the record-shattering heat. And remember in previous broadcasts, this is ongoing in Australia. Massive fish die-off from warming inland waters. We have record amounts of species loss in one afternoon. The flying foxes, a third of the entire country's population, died in a day from record-shattering heat. We're talking about existential threats now. And this, I want to state this clearly. What we face with the unfolding abrupt climate collapse is an unimaginably non-linear equation. Non-linear. It is exponential. So don't look backward and think that it's taken 200 plus years for it to get this bad, so 200 plus years down the road, it'll be twice as bad. That is not the case. This is an unimaginably exponential equation, accelerating completely out of control right now. The next weeks and months will make that ever more clear to anybody who's even slightly awake. Here's another new report from the UK Guardian covering the ongoing total meltdown in Australia. Though it may sound like a repeat again of previous reports, it is again a new report of the ongoing situation. Here's the report. South Australia shatters temperature records as Port Augusta hits 49.5 degrees C. That's about 120 degrees in that location. Off the scale. And what we typically see is the official records, which I just stated, are underreported. The temperatures on the ground are several degrees higher still. One more way that they're hiding the total planetary meltdown. Let's pause for a moment to listen to this Australian media newsflash warning of the heat. Listen carefully.
South Australia could break all-time records over the next 48 hours. Adelaide expected to reach 45 degrees tomorrow, triggering an emergency health warning.
So hot, it looks like the roads are melting. And they are in parts of South Australia. The heat has sent crowds to beaches and pools, anywhere people can cool down. An extreme heat warning has been issued for South Australia, including Adelaide, as the severe heatwave intensifies. 99% of the state is affected. Record-breaking temperatures are forecast for the next 24 hours. Adelaide is expected to reach 45 degrees tomorrow and could even challenge the all-time record of 46.1. Firefighters are concerned. The Weather Bureau has issued fire weather warnings for the state's southeast, and the CFS has implemented a number of total fire bans, and the threat will last for days.
There is still going to be a lot of wind around, still warm temperatures, so any ongoing fires are still going to cause problems over the weekend.
The heatwave follows all-time records being broken last week. Port Augusta in the state's Spencer Gulf saw the hottest day on record, hitting a staggering 49 degrees. Health authorities are warning residents to stay indoors and look after their pets, the elderly and the vulnerable in the community.
Please look after your elderly friends and neighbours and relatives. Make sure they've got their air conditioners on, their curtains and blinds drawn.
Under no circumstances should children or pets be left in cars. And we've seen the consequences of that time and time again.
With no cool change in sight until Friday morning, South Australians are in for a scorching couple of days ahead. Stacey Lee, Sky News, Adelaide.
That's what's happening down under. We don't hear much of that from U.S. mainstream corporate media, do we, when they're telling us how cold, cold, cold it is around the world, when in fact, around the world, that is not the case. Not the case. Another new diary report from the UK Guardian and other sources, like all reports from mainstream sources, the corporate-controlled media attempts to place all the blame on anthropogenic global warming without so much as mentioning the catastrophic global climate engineering assault. Doesn't such a cover-up make the media sources and reporters accessories to the climate engineering cover-up? Yes, it does make them accessories. Here's the headline report. For centuries, the rivers sustained Aboriginal culture. This is also from Australia. Now they are dry. Elders despair. From this report, driving across the bone-dry riverbed in Australia out back, it's easy to believe the worst predictions of climate disaster are happening as the temperature gauge on the dashboard hits 49 degrees C. That's almost 120, by the way, in the previous report, too. Those temperatures are in C, so they're talking about temperature ranges near 120 degrees Fahrenheit. The bottom line to this report, rivers in Australia, like other parts of the world, are running dry. Single greatest drought-causing factor on the planet, climate engineering. Go to the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, top toolbar. Again, search, click, open the engineering drought section. Learn why climate engineering is the single greatest drought-causing factor. Not to deny other sources of anthropogenic warming, but a warming planet should have more rain, not less. If there's less rain, there's a factor we're not being told about. That factor is climate engineering. Moving on from NBC Los Angeles and other sources, this new headline report, it seems that the birds, what's left of them, continue to die in mass. Here's the headline. Thousands of migrating birds found dead at the Salton Sea, a place I've been to in my childhood repeatedly. Drying up now, like the rivers in Australia. Authorities say thousands of migrating birds have died in California's Salton Sea this month of avian cholera. Follow me through. The California Department of Fish and Game says ducks, gulls, and other birds were found dead at the south end of the state's largest lake. Wildlife officials say testing showed signs of avian cholera. Notice they didn't say that's what it was. They said it could be, might be this. Birds are dropping dead all over the world, and we always have this kind of could be, might be, maybe excuse with no mention of the fact that the atmosphere is being massively microwaved. Much of that microwave transmission is for manipulating the climate engineering aerosols, which are also toxic, but none of that is ever mentioned in any of these reports from the bought, sold, and paid for so-called experts. And yes, the authorities, the quote official sources that, again, so often exist to cover the tracks of the criminals that are truly in control. Official so-called public protection agencies that in reality exist for the sole service of those at the top of the food chain. Agencies that exist to pacify populations till civilization hits the wall at terminal velocity. And consider on the current course again, that time is now very near. Question, what will the summer of 2019 be like in the Northern Hemisphere? Each new summer has been worse than the last. How bad can it get? Given the current course we are on, we will soon enough find out. And all the while, the global climate engineering assault continues to decimate what is yet left of Earth's life support systems. In regard to the coming summer that will likely be hellish, to say the least, consider this new headline report from the publication Yale Environment 360 and other sources. Here's the headline. The West's greatest river, the Colorado, hits its limits. Will the Colorado run dry? From the report, as the Southwest faces rapid growth and unrelenting drought, the Colorado River is in crisis with too many demands on its diminishing flow. Now those who depend on the river must confront the hard reality that their supply of Colorado water may be cut off. Some scientists believe a long-term aridification driven by climate change may be taking, could be, maybe, might be, taking place, a permanent drying of the West. What absolute lies from academia that will not admit to the climate engineering elephant in the sky that is the single greatest cause of global drought, period, and countless other unimaginably horrific effects. Now consider this next statement from the new Yale report. Speculators are quickly buying up farms with water rights and holding them for the day that the price of water soars. Brad Udall, a senior scientist at the Colorado Water Institute, said this, I hate to use the word dire because it doesn't do justice to the good-thinking people and problem solvers that exist in the basin, but I would say it's very serious. Climate change is unquantifiable and puts life and economy-threatening risks on the table that need to be dealt with. Disaster capitalism, the pirates filling their pockets with loot as the ship sinks, that's what this is about. We always have that element in the equation, but it doesn't mean that the ship is not sinking. It is. But some would say that we can just rely on groundwater, right? Wrong. Consider this new headline from Visorg and other sources. Scientists warn of climate time bomb for world's groundwater. From that report, groundwater is out of sight and out of mind. This massive hidden resource that people don't think about much, yet it underpins global food production. This could be described as an environmental time bomb because any climate change impacts on recharge occurring now will only fully impact the base flow of rivers and wetlands in times to come. Groundwater also drying up and being poisoned by fracking and countless other factors. Another headline. What happens as the environment collapses and there's not enough food to go around? Consider this headline that signifies the law of the jungle that will prevail. The Sahel in Africa is engulfed by violence, climate change, and food insecurity, and extremists are largely to blame. From that report, climate risks, food insecurity, and metastasizing violence are all set to intensify in West Africa Sahel. The region is a canary in the coal mine. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. Make no mistake, when there's not enough to go around, we will face a Mad Max future that will accompany the collapse of organized societies. To be clear again, biosphere collapse will cause civilization as we know it to collapse. We must awaken the masses. We must change course to the degree we can. Is our government showing any sign of increased concern over that threat posed by environmental collapse? The short answer is no. Consider this recent headline from the Washington Post and other sources. Trump's executive order will aggressively cut more forest trees. The president is intent on pushing up timber sales in spite of the shutdown. He says he wants to curb wildfires. That's an absolute lie. For the record, this report is ultimately not about Mr. Trump. It's about those who are pulling his strings. Occupants of the White House are useful puppets for the power structure, nothing more. No matter how convincing the mainstream media propaganda is, painting the picture that occupants of the White House are in conflict with the deep state, it's all theater. Smoke and mirrors to confuse and divide the population. All the while, the power structure agenda of plunder, pillage, and biosphere collapse continues to move forward. As biosphere collapse unfolds, the American empire's endless conquest for resources continues all over the world. Venezuela is just the most recent flare-up. Consider this new headline report that even Bloomberg called for what it is. From Bloomberg, call U.S. move on Venezuela what it is, regime change. That's from Bloomberg. From that report, the legal justification used by the State Department to recognize the opposition leader in Venezuela does not hold water. Here's an even more in-depth and accurate report that has been posted from globalresearch.ca. Quote, U.S. regime change in Venezuela, the documented evidence. From the report, the Latin American nation of Venezuela faces dangerous destabilization. Sounds like the Middle East, doesn't it? With the United States and its allies having recognized an opposition figure as president and declaring the actual elected Venezuelan president as no longer the president. Business as usual for the empire. Not freedom and democracy, resources and hegemonic power. That's what it's about. What's Washington's official reason for their participation in the destabilization of Venezuela? According to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the impetus for Washington's sudden interest in Venezuela is the suffering of the Venezuelan people. What an absurdly transparent lie. Washington just looking out for the Venezuelan people. Anyone who has had the courage to honestly face the truth about the ongoing endless U.S. interventions in countries all over the world already knows that these interventions never have anything to do with freedom, democracy, or the good of the people. It's about resources for the empire. With that in mind, is it any surprise that Venezuela has the largest fossil fuel deposits in the world? No, no surprise. The hypocrisy and criminality in Washington is beyond true comprehension, and it's getting worse, not better. The next headline should be a sobering wake-up call from multiple sources. Russia warns U.S. against military intervention in Venezuela. Russia warned the U.S. on Thursday not to intervene militarily in Venezuela, saying such a move would trigger a, quote, catastrophe. Let's stop there. Consider this. Finishing. As biosphere collapse unfolds and the desperation of power centers increases exponentially on any given day or hour, unimaginable events may be triggered or orchestrated, perhaps false flag events that will make 9/11 look insignificant in comparison. The final card of global conflict will likely be played, or all-out biological warfare on populations that are starting to wake up. Yes, the horizon looks dim indeed. The storm is unfolding rapidly. It has been said that on the darkest night, light a candle so that someone else with a candle will find you. How many candles can we collectively light? How many spot fires of awareness can we stoke together? If spot fires of awareness begin to spread in every direction, into every corner of the world, it will be a bonfire that cannot be put out by the tyrannical power centers that currently rule the world. It will be the critical mass of awareness that is so desperately needed. Reaching a critical mass is the only way forward in this epic battle to change our current course of certain near-term total planetary omnicide. Exposing and halting the climate engineering, weather warfare, biological warfare, assault in our skies is the most critical initial leap we can make in the right direction. Share credible data from a credible source. Make every day count. Search the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for detailed activist suggestions, links. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.